Automate. Introduction. If you've come this far, you've now built out an idea, launched it successfully, grew it to reasonable user base that pays you money every month or year. We'll now see how we can remove you from the equation. How can we make this business run itself with just robots and some contractors? How is automation relevant? You have money coming in, but probably still need to do maintenance because things randomly break. They always do. You might also still be adding features every week, but at some point, your app might be feature complete for most users. It does most of what it should do. There's always more, but let's set a limit. What's next then? What's next is a personal decision as much as a business one. You probably have been working on this product now for months or probably years. A few years is a long time in a human life. We're more than our single business. You might want to start other ideas. You might want to invest more in your personal life, friends, family, relationships, etc. That all makes a lot of sense. Here's where many people would say, go hire some people to work for you. Here's where I say, avoid hiring, build robots. Hiring increasing the complexity of your product, business, and life. Hiring a person means you need to train and manage them and makes you liable for their income, and in many countries, a lot more than just that, e.g. health insurance. Humans are complex. They're also relatively slow. Robots can be simple. They're also very fast. Most of the regular stuff to maintain your product can be automated as a scheduled computer script, run by scheduled cron jobs on your server. Those scripts I like to call robots. I have about 700 to 2,000 running depending on server load. They're such an important part of my business, I list them on my team page. You'd be surprised what robots can do. Here's a few things my robots do for me every second of the day. Find cities that are popular on Nomad List in certain days, then find a good four-square bar in the hip district and automatically organize meetups for them on a Thursday, Friday, or Saturday, and promote these meetups on Twitter, Facebook, and Slack 1 month before, 14 days before, and a day before. Find the weather, internet speed, air quality from 25 different sources for 1,000 cities every hour of the day. Check if the server is completely up to date. If not, automatically update if possible. Notify me by SMS when anything breaks or doesn't work perfectly, like the server using too much CPU, disk space, or showing lots of errors. Go on Tinder as a user and see the most popular cities there every week and add them to the database so that people can filter cities on that on Nomad List. Browse 100 plus job boards for jobs that can be done remotely and parse the job position, description, and company to see if it's a remote job or not. If it is, post it to Remote OK and share it on Twitter and Facebook and send it out to people subscribing to email alerts for that specific job tag, like JavaScript. Browse my city pages and screenshot part of them to make city thumbnails so that if people share a page on Twitter or Facebook, it shows a picture of the city with data printed on it. Check every day if there are deadlines passed on gofuckingdoit.com and email the supervisor of the goal set. If the person really passed their goal, give them a link to click if they didn't pass the goal, which, if pressed, lets the robot charge their credit card for money. More personal, log into my smartphone telecom provider, download the invoice, print is as PDF and email it to me. Send a copy to my spreadsheet robot who automatically enters it into my bookkeeping. What's a robot really? A robot for me simply means a task I used to do myself, that I wrote a script for, then scheduled to run every second, minute, hour, day, or week. My robots are written usually as simple PHP scripts that are run in the shell, but I also sometimes use JavaScript on the server for it, with Express.js or Phantom.js. It doesn't really matter how you do it. If you can make a script that does something and saves you from doing that task, that's a robot. Here's my server dashboard, called Cron, with some of my robots scheduled. The AuchSRV cron logger is simply an app to log the result of the scheduled job. The stuff after PHP is actually the script being run. There's even services that will monitor if your scheduled cron jobs actually run like Croniter. A robot doesn't have to be a script you write, though. As mentioned before, Zapier lets you set, build entire automated workflows that can do pretty much anything you can think of that a human normally does. Like check your emails on Gmail, filter out specific messages, process text from those messages, charge them on Stripe, send them an SMS via Twilio's API to another person, and invite them to your Slack with their API. A workflow on Zapier is as much as robot as the scripts I write. Don't automate if it's not worth to automate it. As much as I believe robots are quite unlimited, how much effort you want to put in to make them advanced like humans is your decision based on how much time you have. There's a famous trope of programmers automating everything, but then programming the automation script takes longer than the time it saves. That's bad. You want to automate parts that take quite some time for a human, but don't take too much time to script. What if the robots can't fix things themselves? How do the robots ask the humans for help? If you have humans on standby, how do you make sure the robots can figure out something is not right and call in human support troops? There's lots of ways. You can build your own robots that check if things are running properly. For example, a script that opens your website, checks for a certain keyword, and if it's not there, which means the site is broken maybe, emails you. What if you want it to alert you by SMS, Twitter DM, Facebook? There's a fabulous app called UptimeRobot.com that does just that. Here's my dashboard there. These are all little alerts that check something every minute or hour, depending on importance. Like one alert visits the page on Nomad List for safe cities in Europe with good healthcare. I know that Amsterdam should probably be on there. So if Amsterdam is missing, it means the filters are broken or something more severe is going on, like the page not loading. You simply test for the expected value, Amsterdam, for a specific query, safe cities in Europe with good healthcare. Where do humans fit in here? For the things that take too much time to program automation for, it might be useful to just get a human to do it. In my case, there were a few things I really couldn't automate away. I've made most of my customer support automatic. A user can sign up, cancel their account, get a refund, change their subscription plan, change their credit card, etc., all with a self-help dashboard. But sometimes you have users falling in between the ship and the land. That's a Dutch expression. For these edge cases, you want a human on standby to solve their issue. This is how a typical white hipster human looks in 2017. This human needs basic skills, like communicating with a customer, going into your user's database to fix things, and if they really can't resolve it, contact you to solve the underlying problem. If you have enough stuff happening, you can also pay them a monthly lump sum like $2,500. That's what I do with my customer support, and just be done with it. I don't like to manage humans, so I like to work with people who are highly autonomous. Another way is paying a human to be somewhat on standby based on when something happens and they have to deal with it, and they log their hours and just invoice you through PayPal. That's what I do with my developer on standby. They get an alert when something doesn't work. And if they fix it first, before me, they invoice me for the hour worked. I pay 50 hour and up. You're laughing about how I talk like humans as just modules in your business. But anyone who portrays they're not is lying. If the goal of your business is revenue, then a human equals a robot. You put energy, money in it, and it gives work as output. Easy. The social implications of humans being used as modules and becoming unemployed by automation will require basic income, which I'm a big proponent of, but that's a story for another book. Where do you find humans? I usually hire my friends as temporary contractors, but you can also try sites like Upwork. So this is like passive income, right? No. By fully automating the parts that are worth to automate and getting contractors to do the stuff that are not worth to or can't automate, you now have built a machine that just runs and pays out money without you having to work on it. People would call this the magic passive income, but I think that's a ridiculous term. You probably had to work 3 years on a crazy hardcore level to get to the point where you can automate and not work and make money. Then the question is, how long will that last? Maybe another 3 years, so it's more like the first 3 years you just worked as hard as someone working 6 years normally. That's not passive income, that's just compressed income. Passive income is a myth. You can minimize work a lot, but until you sell your company, there will probably always be at least monthly situations where you need to step in. If you've come this far with your side project, which is now a real business, it means you're near to having an autonomous organization. With Bitcoin-type blockchain technology like Ethereum, we can build so-called DAOs, or decentralized autonomous organizations. This is very new tech, but the philosophical concept behind it is very interesting. You have companies that run virtually in the cloud, are owned by people that can trade stock in them, and can get paid out dividends, just like real publicly traded stocks. The bus test. Going completely decentralized is hard, and I don't completely know how to do that yet, but I do know the way towards an almost fully autonomous organization. You'll need a mix of robots and humans to run it. If this works, it means you pass the bus test, a thought experiment which explores the impact of losing a person. If a particularly empowered individual in an organization is hit by a bus, will the organization suffer greatly? If yes, fail. If no, pass. Urban Dictionary. Bus test. Ask yourself, would you pass the bus test? Transforming your product into an autonomous organization means you will. Here's a rough setup to make your product into an autonomous organization. Automate repetitive work with robot scripts. Hire a DevOps or sysadmin person on a contract basis. Preferably hire two so you have a backup. They'll be the manager of the bots, kind of. Set up alerts, like with Uptime Robot, so your devs are alerted if your product breaks. Hire one part-time or full-time contractor who has access to your PayPal or bank and can manage and pay your devs. Doesn't have to be technical necessarily. They're like the executive. Find one or two people that can be somewhat like the board. They check if the executive runs your company as you would have wished. If you'd like, you can prepay balance to your hosting company, as I do with Linode, and domain name company, as I do with Namecheap, to prepay the costs for a few years. This will likely mean depositing $1,000 with them, but it means you're sure keeping your product alive isn't dependent on your credit cards existing. Conclusion. You're now free to fall under a bus and your company will keep running. I obviously hope you don't. Even better, if you don't fall under a bus, you now have a lot of free time to do other stuff. You've reached the holy grail of building a product. Nearly passive income. Nearly, because again, passive income doesn't really exist. There will always be small things. But luckily, you can get other people to manage most things for you, and in turn, they can get bots to manage most things for them. Only in the most extreme cases, you're alerted for issues. That means you can focus on spending more leisure time with your friends and family, or making new projects and bankrolling them with the cash flow from this project. The benefits of a clear mind are underestimated. Running a business is stressful. An entrepreneur's mind generally doesn't stop after work hours. New ideas, new solutions to challenges, they'll come up anytime. That means they're not the nicest people to be with. But automation gives us a chance here to change that. Stepping away from the business when it's mature and having robots run it is one option. And it's an option I chose, and I think will be increasingly the norm in the future. Automation seems very, very obvious. Resources mentioned. Krone, Uptime Robot, Upwork, Zapier, Decentralized Autonomous Organizations, Ethereum. Your homework. For a week, monitor your own workflow and write down a list of tasks you are repeatedly doing more than a few times per week. From that list, rank them by how easy it would be to automate those tasks or part of it. Start with automating the first few tasks and see how far you get. See which one of your repetitive tasks are absolutely not automatable, but would be easy to hire a contractor to do it for your instead. If you need, you can add some automation to give the contractor the task without you having to do anything. For example, if a user sends a support message that you detect needs a human to respond, filter it out automatically with Zapier, and then forward that message to your contractor. If you want, browse Upwork and find a contractor to start doing a few of these basic tasks for you.